Oh my goodness. What's going on? It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. And what are these kids doing here? I think so. Oh no. In Indy, they are back in school. In Houston, we're also on the air. You go back to school in a couple of weeks, so you better pay attention. And Liv the Web Girl apparently doesn't like that Pork Chop and I fight enough off air that she wants to embarrass us on air with our actual smartness.
Intelligence.
Yeah. What do you got today?
I have fifth grade level questions for the both of you.
God.
And I'm going to ask you them. They cover all kind of things. They cover math, you know, science, geography, all of that. So what I want you guys to do, I need your all's laser focus on. I am going to ask a question, and you are going to use your buzzer. You're going to use your name as a buzzer.
Joe.
Okay.
Chops.
Awesome. They both work. And we're going to do the best out of seven.
Ooh.
Now, if you guys both get some wrong, I do have a ton of extra questions. So
okay.
We'll be able to figure it out. I am keeping score too.
Perfect.
Are you guys ready for the first one?
Joe.
No, I haven't asked it yet, Joe.
Oh, my bad.
Okay, sorry. This is smarter than a fifth grader, not a preschooler. all right, ready?
Yeah.
What are the three states of matter?
Joe.
Yes.
Solid, liquid, gas.
One for Joe.
Dude, as soon as you started saying three states, I started thinking of like states.
you're like Ohio, Massachusetts,
Alabama. Full question.
I know.
Okay. What is the main language spoken in the Canadian province
Chops.
Of Quebec? Pork
Ooh,
chop.
Oh, I know it's like 50-50. I'm going to say French.
Yes, you're right. That is correct. Oh, oui, oui. Okay, number three. It's 1-1. Who is the creator of the classic book characters Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry
Chops.
Finn? Chops.
Oh, shoot. Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn. I left my head. Go ahead.
Say the question again.
Who is the creator of the classic book characters Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn?
That is a classic book. Tom Sawyer, Huckleberry Finn.
I mean, this one's so easy.
I don't know, so I'm going to have to go with another classic author of our time. I'm going to go with R.L. Stein.
No. The Adventures.
That is incorrect. It is Mark Twain. Come on, guys.
I've heard of him. No, it's hard. I mean, we know that one, but it's on the spot.
Okay. Four, it's still 1-1. Fourth question. Which country is both an island and a continent?
Chops.
Yes?
Australia.
Correct. 2-1. Fifth question. What is the name of the sea bordered by Europe to the north and North Africa to the south?
Say it again.
What is the name of the sea bordered by Europe to the north and North Africa to the south?
I've got three possibilities in my head.
Right, do we want to pick one?
I know the Nile River empties to it, and the Nile flows north. So
Joe.
What's it flow
yes,
to?
Yes, Joe.
Atlantic.
No.
Wrong.
That's an ocean. See, I'm going to guess not Mediterranean, not Baltic.
Three.
Barbarian, Baltic.
2-1. Chops. Give me an answer.
Dead Sea.
Nope, it was the Mediterranean Sea.
Oh!
Okay. We're on to sixth question. If a football field is 100 yards long, how many feet
Joe.
Long is... Yes.
If it's 100 yards in feet, it's 300 feet.
That is correct.
Wow.
All right.
Is
we are
winning?
2-2.
Yeah. I'm about to win this for my family and my friends.
Okay.
And everybody that believed in me.
So whoever gets this question wins. What species can live both on water and land?
Joe.
Yes.
That would be amphibian.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Joe is smarter than a fifth grader.
Woo!
You guys, I had so many questions because I was scared you guys weren't going to get any of these.
And they stay there! I'm a winner! I'm a winner! I'm smart! I'm smart! I'm smart! I'm smarter than Pork Chop! Yeah! Yeah! And I can't wait to play this tomorrow because I'm so smart! Yeah, yeah!
I honestly... I'm impressed by some of your answers because some of these were a little difficult, even though they are fifth grade level.
I can't wait for my wife to hear this later because she told me yesterday after we did the spelling thing and there was another caller named Joseph. Ugh. She's like, after realizing how dumb Josephs are, we're never going to name our kid Joseph. So, ha ha! How you like me now, Lindsay? Hey, good job, Pork Chop. That wasn't too shabby.